Thank you, Ignacia, for inviting me to this talk. I'm Fernando, here in Quilpué, in Chile, in Valparaíso region. I will present some results of a project I have been working on since 2015, which deals with how telemedicine processes are being implemented here in Chile. This presentation will focus on one of the two cases we observed, which corresponds to a telemedicine unit in a high complexity public hospital. This is the Teleprocesses Unit, Unidad de Teleprocesos of Las Higueras Hospital, located in Talcahuano, northwestern edge of the Biobío region. This unit articulates telemedicine networks of different geographical scope. The most extensive one corresponds to the telecardiology program, which connects 65 health facilities covering more than 550,000 square kilometers. It is important to clarify what telemedicine means in this site. It is not about self-tracking or dataification or more complex processes. It's actually about patient referral systems that link primary and secondary care sites. It includes synchronous and asynchronous systems. And this presentation will focus on the social material arrangements that make this kind of telemedicine possible in this site, emphasizing the types of work there. So the social material arrangements that make this kind of telemedicine possible in this site and the emphasizing the types of work that that are carried out by members of the telemedicine support and coordination unit. That is the Unidad de Teleprocesos. Well, as you know, this kind of research problem or research question has caught researchers' attention in health sociology and science and technology studies since the late 1990s. We know a lot about how these processes transform the organization of work in healthcare. Several studies have described transformations in the work of physicians, nurses, and patients, emphasizing that much of it remains invisible. Members of care networks may not see them while they are being done, may not register them in coordination systems, may not value them in the same way as other forms of work, or may not understand them as such, and diverse mechanisms of invisibilization would be in operation, which erase traces of tasks that have been delegated in new ways. The work of IT support teams in telemedicine networks, and especially here in Chile, has not attracted equal interest. This may be so because at first glance, it is quite transparent what they do. In the words of Anselm Strauss and his colleagues, we could call it machine work, a broad set of tasks that intervene in illness trajectories and involve machines. These authors distinguished two kinds of machine work, tasks related to machine mechanical functioning, such as machine tending, monitoring the equipment, servicing, supplying and storing, setting up and taking down machines. And they distinguished that group from tasks related to machine medical work, such as connecting machines to patients and monitoring it. So do telemedicine support and coordination units offer this kind of machine work? Clearly, it is more than that. And there are two aspects of machine work in telemedicine that we might consider before looking at what happens in this site. First, on the one hand, telemedicine and telecare are entirely dependent on information and communication technologies. They are one of the most explicit exponents of the restructuration of healthcare networks in the form of virtual organizations, to the extent that they require the collaboration of users located in different geographical sites and or across organizational borders. On the other hand, telemedicine and telecare require not only sensors and displays, as much of the work done in healthcare facilities, it requires databases. And these are a very peculiar form of technology which fuses machine and articulation work. In the words of Mark Berg, in his very classic paper, he says that databases are reading and writing artifacts, that is, information technologies that, through the accumulation of inscriptions, coordinate the work of actors located in different points of the network. In this context, data work has become central. So based on this background, we may ask, what form does machine work take in this kind of virtual hospitals? And more specifically, what kinds of work are done by members of the telemedicine support and coordination units? Especially in this case, here you can see the one of the rooms of the, for the telemedicine units in these hospitals. To explore this issue, we may pay attention to the different tasks that members of the teleprocesses unit of Las Higueras Hospital do. This unit includes a very small team. There are two engineers, one nurse, and two administrative staff. They develop, implement, and coordinate healthcare processes based on information and communication technologies, like the ones I told you before. That's our research team. In 2017, we conducted interviews and observations at this hospital and two sites linked to it, the Penco Lirquen Hospital and Paulino Alvendaño Primary Care Center. We did 22 semi-structured interviews with a selection of 18 people in different positions and roles, including engineers, the nurse, administrative staff, primary care physicians, cardiologists, neurologists, management staff, and patients. We also observed observe routine processes related to this unit, including teleneurology consultations, meetings with providers and other health services, and training sessions. The results I will present here are centered on the discourses and practices of the members of the teleprocesses unit, this unidad de teleproceso. However, these are understood in the context that this set of interviews and observations yields. So I think that we can distinguish five dimensions of the work done by members of this unit in this site. They reflect the complexity of machine and articulation work in this site, and also the members' agency in this space, and also their invisibilization. So first of all, and here's where I took the title of this presentation. Members of this unit fight, accommodate, and influence. They often describe telemedicine processes in terms of a confrontation, a continuous confrontation with actors who resist telemedicine. In the words of one interviewee, he said, telemedicine is a struggle every week with some of them to be put this paradigm in. He said, actually said, he used the word for war. He said, es una guerra todas las semanas. He said they fight so they don't kill it at the end of the day. Well, as David Nicolini observed a while ago, war stories are familiar in telemedicine. To avoid these conflicts, members of these units are aware of situations where modifying one process may affect another unit's interests and habitual processes and practices. In their words, they anticipate that a unit, any unit, might explode, they say, estalla. And they design solutions that facilitate the normalization of science, of telemedicine. In his words, in the words of an engineer, he says, when that unit explodes, cuando estalla esa unidad, we already have the solutions. This technical criterion might be put aside at times, giving way to implementing decisions that can be attributed to those who occupy positions of power. For the same reason, members of this unit seek to participate in commissions and meetings to gain influence. And this mediation and influence work is mostly invisible to other actors in the network, especially since these units' members occupy a subordinate place in the site's moral economy. They also have to translate. This unit relies on third-party companies that provide many services, including internet connections, servers, video conferencing systems, databases. And while delegating machine work liberates them from critical tasks, it is also a frustration source when it fails. Unit members highlight the difficulty of translating healthcare requirements into the provider's logics. This translation is not always successful, as we can see in the words of an interviewee. He says, an hour and a half, 2 hours. So 2 hours is not to understand anything. He actually said, dos horas es no entender nada. That's where it's wrong, that it takes so long, the response time. And he says, understanding that here in our field, it is patients who are waiting. Son pacientes los que están esperando. So I see here that some kind of work of mediation between different domains of ways of understanding and working. So aspects of the articulation work with supplier companies are visible to other actors who contact the support team in case of failures. However, they may not see the translation work that this entails, ensuring that their requirements are being understood and met. Then they also have to transform and mobilize inscriptions. Members of this unit focus much of their activity on enabling medical staff to attend patients at a distance, engaging what Lapton and Maslin called sensory work. In terms of Mort and colleagues, this unit has to implement mechanisms that compensate for the absence of physical interaction. For this, they participate in the construction and operation of what Bruno Latour called world mobilization circuits, chains of transformations of inscriptions, in this case, images, measurements, descriptions, sounds, that make it possible for the distant bodies to be examined. For this, they must meet the requirements of the doctors of each specialty and build social material configurations that satisfy them. And this is, for them, this is also a very important source of frustration. As they say, when this is a video conference that is not transmitted in high definition and the sound is not good, two doctors stood up and left the session. He was recounting one a time in which these two doctors, he said, a mí se me pararon dos médicos y se fueron. As you can see, that doctors have the power to accept or not these configurations, and they had to anticipate, translate their logics and their requirements, and build these networks and maintain them. For this, engineers search, developed, accommodate, and test different computer programs and technological artifacts. And only one aspect of this dimension is actually visible to other members: supplying and storing, setting up and taking down. Its generative character, their agency, which in this dimension relates to the construction of the realities attended by other actors, tends to remain in the shadows. Then they also had to articulate tasks. This one is probably the most visible task they do. A telemedicine referral is created by entering a request in the hospital's electronic management system. This is a reading and writing device in Berg's meaning. While databases operate as articulation mechanisms based on the accumulation of inscriptions, they require that workflows are monitored. And this work amounts to mediating between the databases and other members of the network. Members of this unit delegate tasks, verify that they are done in time, and also cancel requests that are deemed redundant. In the words of a nurse, we do management with that so as not to overwhelm the system. She says, nosotros hacemos gestión con eso para no saturar el sistema. This is a very visible aspect of the work. It requires also to build new kinds of solutions. One you can see here, it's a very simple solution. It's a stamp they use to facilitate that patients are given the examinations that they need in other units of the hospital. So they build these kinds of paper technologies to facilitate articulation. So this is a very visible aspect of the work to the extent that it involves continually attracting other actors' attention. But at the same time, the visibility of these tasks distracts from the silent agency of the databases. And finally, they protect patients. When members of this unit refer to their works relevance to patient experience, they emphasize a logic of care. This appears in two main ways in these courses. Given her training and position, the nurse may prioritize some requests and instruct the administrative staff to facilitate preferential management. In her words, they protect the patient. She says, making the case that this patient needs the exam and that he needs priority in this, at least protect him, al menos protegerlo, or give him some kind of protection so that he gets that examination. And also, since referral becomes a reality only as an entry into a database, it is necessary to ensure that data entry protocols are followed. In the words of an engineer, this ensures that patients are visible. He recounts a case in which several referral requests were entered into the wrong database, causing invisibilization. In his words, those patients being in one system were invisible to us in telemedicine, and invisible to the whole establishment because no one was reading that system. So protecting and making patients visible is part of data work, a central component of machine work that is performed by these members of these unit. As Susan Starr observed a while ago, in relation to articulation work, to the extent that it goes counter to the models of rationalization of work, and therefore cannot be fixed in protocols, this kind of work tends to be invisible too. So this, at least this five dimension of the work carried out by members of the teleprocesses unit allows to build a more complex picture of the practices that make telemedicine possible on this site. Here, doing machine work means fighting, accommodating, and influencing, translating, transforming and mobilizing inscriptions, articulating tasks, and protecting patients. In these dimensions, it is possible to verify the generative and nature of machine work in this hospital, and simultaneously, it is possible to identify the operation of invisibilization mechanisms that results in this work being done mostly behind the scenes. Okay, so thank you very much.